to the Forever 31 podcast. I am your host, Lady B. Ooh, baby, have I missed saying that. Welcome, y'all. Welcome back. Oh, I missed y'all so much. I'm really trying to retain my energy, but I'm super geek right now. I'm super hype right now. I am back, baby. I'm back. Oh, I missed y'all so much. I am so excited to be back recording. It's been a lot going on. I got to give y'all a life update, but today's episode is going to be just that, right? We're switching out of season 3 because we had a pause there. Let's kick off into a new season with me being back. We're going to talk more about some life issues and some challenges and just some things that I hear from you all that you want to talk about. But I want to give you a life update in this episode, and I want to talk about becoming defenseless. All right. I want to talk more about what that means and how one can do that. In fact, I'm going to do a series on that. So you'll find the next few episodes we'll be talking about that. So I want you to tune in. If you're trying to figure out, Lady B, where you been at, you got to tune in here for that. And then if you want to learn even more how to become defenseless so that you can be effective in this year with the top of Q2. So if you want to be able to be effective and make sure that you continue in this year off on the right foot, then you want to stay and hear what I got to say. You ready? Let's do it. I missed y'all. Welcome. I know we've never met, and I know that, you know, I've never seen some of your faces, but I have truly missed you all. I hope that you have been doing well. I hope that this year is treating you fair. And if it's not, well, let's do what we got to do to get you back on the right track. Okay. It's been a long time. I think I haven't recorded since the top of the year. And so I wanted to come back and get back into the groove of things and let you all know what's been going on. And so, let's just start there. That we are in a new season. We're going to start this off with season 4. And so welcome to this season. And I'm so excited to be able to talk through some things. And this season, we're just going to go back to talking about some life issues. I know last season we talked about love and relationships and things like that, but we're just going to talk overall, right? We're just whatever topic that I'm finding that I could think could be helpful for you and for your life and what we're going through, we're just going to talk about it. If y'all ready to do that with me, I hope you'll find that helpful. But let's get right into it. Life update. Lady B, where you been at? How dare you just leave so abruptly and ain't tell nobody that you wasn't gonna be here? I know. I'm sorry. I am sincerely sorry for that. It wasn't intentional, right? I meant to take a short break on the holiday season like most of us do, but that turned into a snowball effect. If I'm keeping it 100, it just snowballed, and the more on the days that I thought I was going to be able to record, something else got in the way. And as more things continued to get in the way, news came in the way. And so life came in the way, and I began to feel a sense of guilt for not recording. I was beating myself up in a space of feeling like almost that I felt like I wasn't performing and that I wasn't meeting goals that I had set for myself. And I felt like I almost let myself get into a negative space because I don't like for things to be left undone, right? And so it had me feeling as though I was not accomplishing things that I had set to do. And so I really was beating myself up. And it took a while for me to get out of that space. It seemed like I said, every time I wanted to record, something was coming up. And then most recently, you all know I'm a military spouse. So most recently, we got orders. We had orders in the last, 30 to 45 days or so, telling us that we were going to a new duty station. And it would have required us to move overseas, right? Stateside, but still overseas. And it was going to be in the state of Alaska. And so for us, And if I have listeners in Alaska, hello. But for us, that wasn't a move that we were aiming for. It wasn't on our list for places to go based on the request that we had put in. And so, but my family of six was still assigned this. And so it was a big lift and it was a big disappointment. I'm going to just be honest with you all. It was a huge disappointment because it was so far removed from my family and from friends and for all of the things that I am trying to accomplish during this season. You all know that I have a store. If you've been rocking with me for a while, so you know I do plus size fashion. So the difficulties that would have came with that. And then, you know, just transitioning. I have a high schooler who was going into his senior year. So there were a lot of things that were going to be affected by this. And so we were in a negative space for a while, just a couple of days or so. And we took it to God in prayer. You all know I'm a person of faith. And so I'm a woman of faith. And so we took it to God in prayer and some things changed and some things were switched around. Once we found out there ended up being the rule that a family my size is not able to move to Alaska. Won't he do it? Can we just take a moment and say, won't he do it? Again, if you live in Alaska, I love you all. It is beautiful. I did do my research and I said that it would be a place that I would love to visit. But for me and my family, it is not conducive to what we're doing right now to move there. But won't he do it? So it changed and now we're moving to New Jersey. So, hey, if I have any people from the Garden State of New Jersey, I want to say I will be coming there soon. So I have less than 90 days to move my family to a brand new state and to find a place to live and to get us all prepared and that sort of thing. And so it is a challenge. It is fast paced. It is, there are a lot of moving pieces for us as you could only imagine. And then the space that it had my family in that we were moving anyway at all. It was not something that we were anticipating to happen, at least for another 2 years. So, but here we are. Grateful for my husband and his promotion. I celebrate him, and that is the reason for the move. So I am so ecstatic for him in that. But if any of you are military spouses, you know what it's like to be married to the military. When they say go, you go. And so that's where we are. So that was one of the major life changes that affected us. So the more that I wanted to record, the more challenges that I had with doing that. And then, you know, it's just been scheduling things and things like that. So, but I wanted to share that with you to let you know that I am going back to being dedicated to recording consistently and at least giving you some sort of content, whether that's some of my lives that I may do on social media that I share with my podcast audience and vice versa. I want to make sure that I am giving you what I've committed to give. So I got myself out of that negative space. And so we are here. So let's talk about what we want to discuss today. And today we are talking about learning to become defenseless. And when I say defenseless, I want you to break that up into two words. Defense, right? Defense is one word, dash less, defenseless. And if you follow me on social media, I made a post about this about a month or so ago, and I received quite a bit of feedback on it, saying that they wanted to learn more about that and they would love for me to talk about it on the pod. And I thought, you know what, that's really a really good idea. So here we are. So what do I mean when it comes to learning to be defenseless? First of all, being defenseless is not just a relationship thing. It's not just something that it's a tactic, it's a strategy, it is a communication tip that you can use in life in general. And because we're finding ourselves, if we're in a place of defense where we're always defending, and we're going to dive into this a bit, but if you find yourself in a sense where you're consistently defending, then you're not able to be the best version of you. You're not able to receive from anyone. So let's talk about it a little bit. What, first of all, does defend mean? Y'all know I believe that I can't go anywhere if I don't know where I'm going. So let's talk about what defense mean. And the definition of defend is to resist an attack made and protect from danger. To resist an attack made or to protect from danger. So automatically when you're in defense mode, you are trying to protect yourself. You feel like you, your heart, your mental space, your emotional space, your physical space, any part of your aura or any part of your protective bubble, you feel like you are in under an attack. And therefore, it's in our human nature to automatically protect ourselves. It's either fight or flight, right? So when you feel like you are in danger, you want to protect yourself. So when we are in a sense of feeling like we're in danger, and let's hone in specifically on communication as it relates to communication. When we feel like we're under attack, we automatically put our defense mechanisms up, right? And so for purposes of today, because I said I'm gonna make this a series, I want you to really hone in on this. I don't want to give you too much information because I want you to take it with you. I want you to rehearse it. I want you to be able to play this back again to remind yourself and really meditate on what the lesson is for today, right? So when we're defending, we are limiting what we're hearing from the other individual that's communicating with us. So like I said, we're automatically in defense mode and we become reactionary versus responding. So that's what we're going to focus on today. We are reacting versus responding. We are reacting versus responding when we are in defense mode. And so when that happens in defense mode, it causes us to be in a place where, what do I mean, first of all, about reacting, right? Let's talk about that. When we're reacting, we're not allowing the other individual to finish their statements. I'm laughing because I'm guilty of this. And it's not just my husband. I do this. I have had a tendency to do this with other individuals where if I feel like one is coming from my character, if I feel like one has the story wrong, let me see if I can give a specific example. If I am sharing something at work, if I'm talking to an individual on the day job in corporate America and they've taken something that I've presented the wrong way, or they've taken my tone in a negative way, and I feel in meetings sometimes, I can feel like I am being portrayed and undermined in a way. And I can feel like sometimes individuals are quietly talking about me without talking about me. You've been there. You know what I'm talking about. If you know, you know, right? When they're saying things without saying your name and you know you're aligned to what it is they're talking about, right? So in that space, I feel attacked, right? And so if I don't become defenseless, I'm going to react. And if I react, especially as the person that I am, usually I'm one of the onlys on the call. That could be whether that's the only woman or the only African American, right? And so if that's the case and I find myself there, me reacting is not good because there are stigmas in place behind that. There are also, I don't want to play into what folks say as it relates to the stereotypes and that sort of thing with that. So if that's the case, it is my job and my responsibility to make sure that I am responding versus reacting. Let's bring it home to my marriage. I will say, even in with my husband and I, we both have had moments where we react versus responding. What does that look like when you're reacting? Like I said, you're not allowing the person that you're communicating with to respond to you or to share their feelings or finish their statements. We may cut them off mid-sentence, or we're fine in our mind. If we're not cutting them off, we're rushing them through the conversation in our minds. Like, okay, let them hurry up so that I can say my piece and tell them why they're wrong, or say my piece and tell them why it's not like that, right? We're rushing them mid in our statements. But when we do that, that's a form of reacting. Even though you're not physically doing it and maybe the individual can't see it, it's a form of reacting because you're not listening. Be honest. And I'm even talking to me in this moment. Be honest. You're really not listening to what it is that they're saying in that moment. They being the person that's communicating to you, you're not listening because, again, you're just waiting for the moment where you can chime in and say your piece. So you're not listening. And therefore, if you're not listening, you're not receiving the statements that they're giving you. If you're not listening, then you're not receiving. Oh, that's good. If you're not listening, you're not receiving. If you're not receiving, then that means you're not going to be able to respond. You can't respond properly. So if you're not listening, they could be dropping key reasons why they feel the way they feel or why they're sharing what they're sharing. And in some ways, they could be correct. But because we're rushing them to get to the point, because we're rushing them to get to the end so that we can defend and prove why they're wrong, it causes the whole conversation, the whole moment to be equipped with negativity, to be laced with ineffective communication. I would also say that when we're reacting, the other thing that we do is we find ourselves justifying our actions and what we did, the justification of it. When you're reacting versus responding, you find yourself trying to prove or justify why you're right or why you did what you did or why the other individual is wrong. Responding, when you respond, that's not, justification is not needed. Not in responding. Justification is not required in responding. When you're responding to something or someone, you're simply stating or sharing your thoughts and your feelings. It's just a simple moment of conversation. Conversing means that both parties get to share at different moments. And when you share, you're taking turns. Sharing is a positive thing. Think about little kids and how we teach them to share. It's a positive thing. And a little kid, when they share, they feel a little joy in their heart. Yeah, they feel good on the inside to know that I've allowed another individual the opportunity to have something that I own. So in our space of communicating, when we're sharing, you've allowed the other party to have something that you own, your words, something that you own, your thoughts, something that you own, a piece of you, again, something that you own. It's a moment to share that with the person and impart it into them, into their being, and they're supposed to receive it. And the other side of that coin is they're sharing with you so that you can receive it, right? Especially if it's positive, even if it's something that may sting, even if it hurts, it's still received in a good way. Now, if it's negative, if it's negativity, if it's criticisms, if it's something that's meant to tear you down, That's not what I'm talking about, right? We're focusing on effective communication, because that would be deemed ineffective communication, okay? So that's not what I'm talking about. But right now, in this moment, if we focus on the positive aspects of it, when you become defenseless, you're looking and you join the conversation, you join the meeting, you join the moment of communication, your posture is already open and set to hear and listen and receive what the other party is trying to say, so that you are responding versus reacting.
You've been listening to the Forever 31 podcast with Lady B. Hit her up at Lady B at forever-31.com. Find us on our website, TheBernadetteCosby.com. That's spelled TheBernadetteCosby.com. Find us on Facebook. Also follow us on Instagram at The Bernadette Cosby, all one word. Don't forget to rate us wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, live life with passion and compassion.